But if you take that portion, if you, to me, if we ended with chapter 13, verse 25, and then take chapter 14 to verse 8 as something you wish it never happened. You know, he's in the end of chapter 13, Spirit of God came upon him. Samson, now the young man. Somebody asked me in the break what the name Samson means. Sunny boy. That's what his mother called him. Sunny boy. Sunshine. She was thinking of the sun. Did your mother or father call you that sometimes? Sunshine or sunny boy? Because they were looking for that strength that the sun presents, that power. There is a great hope for him. They were thinking, great, here is the deliverance. A Nazarite, a separated person from God. Sunshine, don't get the clouds now. Don't get tainted with any cloud. And in, from verse chapter 14 on, we have that cloudy, dark area that clouded that sunny boy that he should not be in it. But now, look at the recovery. Because again, somebody asks a question. What happened if the Nazarite had fallen? If you made a mistake, okay, now I did it. Now what? And you know, again, you guys play sport. If you play baseball or basketball or football and you fall or the ball got fumbled or something wrong went, would you just lay on the ground and play dead? No, you get up, shake the dust off, and you move on. So Samson here, now we want to go to the secret of what happened if you fall, how do you recover, and you become a judge for 20 years. Three things. Number one, in verse 8, in the end of verse 8, where did he dwell? In the rock. He dwelled in the rock. Chapter 15, in the end of verse 8. In verse 11, even the people of Judah went up to the rock. Samson dwelling place within the rock. Who's the rock? Christ. That's where the stability of the believer is. It's not on Samson's strength. It's not on Samson's handsomeness or whatever you want to call it. It's on the rock. Rock Etam. That's where Samson dwelt. That's number one. Number two, in verse 18, he prayed. He called upon the Lord. The secret for successful Christian life for a Nazarite. Number one, to be dwelled on the rock. The stability of Christ. The stability of the work of God. Of the Word of God. We have an anchor within the veil. The anchor, you get those cruise ship or aircraft carrier. Those big, humongous things. Plane taking off and landing down on them. What makes them stable? It's that anchor. And we have an anchor. Stability of the believer. How wonderful to see a young man, a young sister, stable. You look at them and say, you know, he's a stable young man. He's not get wishy-washy, go this way one day, next day he's this way. Last year he was going on for the Lord. This year, where is he or where is she? What happened to them? There is no stability. But here, stability characterized Samson because he dwelt on the rock. And then he called upon the Lord in verse 18. A man who has a realization of the importance of dependency. He knew that he could not do it in his own strength. He said it. Chuck said it. Thou hast brought that salvation. Who brought the salvation? It was the Lord. It wasn't Samson. You could not kill all of these thousands of the Philistines with that jaw bone of a donkey. You can't do that. It's the Lord that brought salvation. And he realized that. He realized he need to be in the spirit of prayer. He's stable because he's depending on the word of God and upon the Lord. He is depending on prayer. He have a communication going on up and down with the Lord. He's praying. But then what he has, he gets out of the rock, what? Water. Again, the word of God and the refreshment. If you are in that place, if you are in a place of stability, if you are in a place of communion, if you are taking in the word of God day in and day out, the Lord could use you. There is no other ways. Look, we'll make it very clear. You could be the smartest person in the world. You could be the most nice-looking person in the world. You could be the most athlete, sport activity in the person. The Lord have no use for you if those are the qualifications that you have. But if you are, you have your feet stable and standing on Christ and knowing the Word of God, if you are in continuous prayer and have a prayer life, and if you are drinking the Spirit of God, drinking the Word of God, the Lord would use such a people. It doesn't matter even if they have fallen. Just a few verses before that. They turn around and the Lord would use it. And everybody would recognize right away. Samson is different. He wasn't the Samson of chapter 14 now, because he is dwelling in that high place, depending upon the Lord.
I was just thinking, too, that there's a couple of words at the beginning of verse 18 that say that he was sore thirsty. And I think before he calls on the name of the Lord brought him to a place where he absolutely had to break him and show him that he must be dependent upon him in order for there to be the victory. And the Lord Jesus said the same words in the Gospel of John. He said, if any man be thirsty, let him come unto me. And so here, Samson, as a result of this work that he had done, he realized he was absolutely nothing, and the Lord caused him to be so thirsty that the only thing he could do, and sometimes it's the only thing that we could do as well, is we have to call upon the Lord. And the Lord came in mighty grace and showed him. But you know what? We move on from this and we see that he goes down again. And you know, every time we see somebody like this, and we've been talking a little bit about stability and how the Lord wants us to have stable, Christian, growing lives, we might see a lot of things like this from things that we're learning from Samson in our life. Earlier we read that after the problems, it says he went back to his father's house. So we say, okay, he's beginning to realize, okay, that was a mistake. And he went back, and then problems arise. And then he calls upon the name of the Lord, and then he falls again. And so often that's the way it is with the nation of Israel. And so often it was with us, that we just go around in circles and circles, and there's little to no progress made for God's glory. And so may the Lord just help us as we see these things that, you know, what a wonderful victory he had here. He called upon the Lord. The Lord just broke him and caused him to be in a place that the only thing he could do was pray. And that sometimes the Lord has to bring us to that point as well, to show us that, you know, if you're a Nazarite, dependence, the long hair, he didn't have it. It was cut off. But he was going back to it, and he called upon the Lord, and he was dependent upon him, and that's really where he began to get his strength from again.
Can I ask a question about the weapon he uses? And he uses the jawbone of a donkey, and wasn't this something he wasn't supposed to touch? Is there some significance in that?
Have to ask that question, don't you? I thought somebody was going to ask that in chapter 14 about him with the lion and walking in the vineyard or two. He was a lousy Nazarite. Yeah. Just a lousy one. I don't know what other word to say.
Lord used him in spite of that. Yeah. That's what we have to say.
He was really not fit for anything. He was sloppy in his Christian life, if I could say it this way. He wasn't careful at all. He was looking for trouble. Who had that t-shirt the other day, trouble finding? He was not trouble finding him. He was trying to find trouble. He walk in a vineyard, he shouldn't be as a Nazarite walking in there. The lion comes to him, I mean, wake up, Samson, what are you doing? But then, here again, I think, and Chuck said it, in spite of all of that, the Lord uses him. And he acknowledged that the Lord had given victory. Now, we don't go and touch dead bones and say we're going to use that to do some work for the Lord. There is other ways. But in the days of Judges, when things are completely broken, sometimes the Lord even, I mean, we have a Deborah, a woman, who was a judge. Mm-hmm. You know, again, in the days of weakness, things like that. But again, I think David said it. What do we learn from this? These were written that we might learn something, you know, and not to be that type of a Nazarite.